What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Ray Ray.
And I was hanging off the side of a building in the rain on the scaffolding, 14 floors up today. And then I was told afterwards, I was tying some plastic to the scaffolding. I was told after I was done that we're not allowed on the scaffolding in the rain, and we're not allowed to tie anything to the scaffolding. So everything that I worked for like 6 hours, I had to undo.
Damn,
I didn't take it upon myself. Somebody told me to do it, and then I had to go and undo it, of course, because safety. So that's how I spent my day. I should upload a picture. I got a pretty... It's gnarly, dude. We had like a San Diego storm, which is like pretty heavy rain for us, and 16 floors up on the scaffolding. Yep. Not tied off either. It was scary. Super scary.
Where the fuck was the safety manager for this one?
in the mobile trailers, the nice trailer. And warm with the heater on.
It's usually where they are.
Yep.
All right. Before we get started, we wanted to remind you, DLGCon 2020. Want to remind everyone early for this so you can get your room. So during TwitchCon weekend of 2020, September 24th through 28th, we are going to be renting a house. We have lots of rooms available if you want to come hang out with us. Last time we did this, it was a whole lot of fun. So check the show notes for the link to see what rooms are available. Also, they should be on Discord or on our website, which is currently under maintenance right now. But it shouldn't be too hard to find.
Oh, so it's four nights now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time. Got a lot of nice rooms here available.
Yep.
Very
classy.
It's
going to be sweet.
All right. And thank you to Matthew Tesh, the developer of Killer Queen Black. Hopefully you checked out last week's episode where Sniper interviewed him. I haven't finished listening to it. I was listening to it on the way over here, but he had a lot of interesting things to say about that game. And I know it's a very popular game amongst the DLG community. Is it on sale right now for the Christmas sale?
Maybe. Let's check it out.
Let's see.
I was like, so you interviewed him, right? And Sniper's like, yeah. I was like, so you got some copies, right, to give away to the listeners?
No, it is not on sale. Still $20.
$20.
The only time it's ever been on sale was $11.99. That's a good price.
So it's cross-platform with Switch now. Bobby, can you pull that shit up? How much do you think? I'd say $39.99.
$29.99.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, let's check it out, Bobby.
On a Switch?
On a Switch. On a Switch. Killer King.
Might still be $19.99. Switch does have like a, you know, might not be that bad. But I say $29.
Where would it show the
both
price?
Be wrong. Both be wrong. Both be wrong.
Do they put...
Everything's they put so expensive.
Why, so they going to buy digital on top? It was right there.
Oh, buy digital? Okay. Yeah. Is that how you buy...
Damn it.
I have that Nintendo account.
Yeah, you can.
Is that how you buy Switch games digitally online? And
yeah.
You just like download them?
It, dude, I swear, the Switch fucking page is like Steam, dude.
What do you mean?
Well, not like Steam. I mean, like, there's so many PC games on there.
Oh,
just all these ports.
It's starting to look like
$19.99.
Oh, price. Wow, that's really.
But it's on sale.
Marked down from $29.99.
Boom.
But this is at GameStop.
Oh, okay. And then pre-owned $17.99. Mm. By the way, GameStop. First time I went in one day before yesterday. First time over 10 years, probably. No. We used to return some games that Chad used to get. Remember? That was probably like 3 years ago. Bobby.
Oh yeah.
But anyway. They're going out of business. I talked to the manager / owner, whatever. I was like, how long are you guys over here in Terra Nova?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, we've been here for 17 years, and it's just like, can't do it anymore. Can't sell the physical copies. I was like, I could have told you that 5 years ago, man. I hope you ain't going in debt trying to keep
this
thing
alive.
Well, I
think they tried to switch over to selling like gaming paraphernalia, clothing, mm-hmm. Bobbleheads, Funko Pop things, you know, kind of like a comics and stuff. I don't know if they have that in other parts of the world other than Southern California, but you know, they're kind of selling not just games themselves, but it happened to baseball card shops like 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
It's hard to find a comic book shop, but they're more prevalent than baseball card shop for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know how those comics and stuff stay open. I every time I walk in, there's only just me. Like when I walk in, it's just me. And the guy just looking at me, just waiting for me to say something. And then I just walk out, and then he probably just, like, I don't know, jacks off or something when no one's there. I don't know. But it's weird. No one's in there.
There's a lot of jacking off in comic book shops.
All right, one last thing we want to remind you of. We have got a contest going on for a chance to win a Fractal Design. I'm trying to remember the model number.
Celsius S36.
Yeah, S36. So we've got a triple radiator CPU cooler that we're giving away. Two of them.
Two of them.
In fact. And if you go to r/battlestations, you can read up on that contest. So if you submit a picture of the back of your computer, so what are we looking for? We're looking for cable management.
And not good
ones.
I mean, good ones, yeah, for sure. If you got something sick back there that we haven't seen, cool. Something terrible, you got a rat's nest. Look who won last time. That's all I'm saying.
There's a bag of chips behind mine. Like, fresh bag of chips. I just put it back there for some reason. I don't know why. It's still there.
Even if it's just average, put it up there. Because one, just like we did our last one, one's going to be random and one's going to be chosen by us. Mm-hmm. But we can't tell you the criteria because we don't know the criteria. Basically, whatever tickles our pickle.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's on Reddit. Guys, it's part of the internet.
I'm tickled pretty easily.
All right.
My pickle.
Did you want to plug Insidious real quick?
Yeah, this is getting hard, man. I feel like I'm pandering. But, like, you know, every time I feel like that, like, I took it to work and it was gone within 2 days. And everybody's telling me how fucking delicious it is. And people from work are putting in orders. It's just, they're not being nice. Those are people that I don't know or hardly even know. So they're not even trying to, like, support the podcast or anything. It's, like, legit fucking good. It's very, very good. And when I hear it like that, especially when somebody was in the lunchroom that knew me and everybody else doesn't know me, because there's like 1,000 people there. He came over. He's like, dude, they're talking about yourself. So everybody fucking loves it. I was like, fuck yeah. So if you, you can't go to our website right now because it's under construction or whatever it's called. But if you go to insidious.com and at checkout, you put DLG in, you will get 10% off the order. And I can track how much money we're making from the podcast so I can pay.
By the time this episode airs, the website may be back up. I don't know. We'll see.
Let's hope.
We didn't turn on the other light. Did you guys turn it off now?
Oh, yeah. We forgot to do that last week. No, we should because it's kind of dark.
Okay.
Just hit the button in the back of it.
Give it the reach around.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about On the Radar, games that have come to our attention this week. And first of all, there's not a whole lot going on this week. So Christmas is in a few days. Yeah, I feel like there should just be a button back there. You got to press it in. It's plugged in, right?
You do remember the camera's on, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Shook it all to hell, right?
Yep.
Was that good?
The head's like, deal quick.
Pretty good?
Not really, but that's okay. that'll
what does
be.
What
knob do? It makes it brighter and dimmer?
I can't tell.
Dude. Bobby's off the screen now.
No, I'm still
joking. I'm joking. Don't move it.
Yeah. Joking. Yeah. All right. So yeah, not a whole lot happening this week, and it's just, I feel like it's been tough. Everyone's had like family stuff going on, but we've still got some games to talk about. On the Radar, first game up, I put this on there, Blade Runner. This is on GOG.com. Now, this is a game from 1997. It's a very old game, but it has not been available digitally anywhere, like ever, I think. I think unless you had a physical copy, you could not play this game. It's an old point-and-click adventure. It was very popular, very well-received back in the day. I've never played it. I was vaguely aware of it, but I might have to check this one out. It's on GOG on sale right now for $8.99. Well, regularly $9.99, so save a dollar.
Who do you play as, the main character in the movie?
Yeah, I'm sure, because this is going to be based off the Blade Runner movie from the 80s.
Right, but doesn't mean that you couldn't be another one of the hunters or whatever.
Oh, boy. It's even got the text crawl at the beginning. Wow. You know it's going to be a good sci-fi movie when there's just words scrolling across the screen at the very beginning. But it looks, I mean, for 1997, this actually looks pretty good. It
looks like they're using mocap or FMV or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it almost looks FMV, but yeah. Those are definitely, those are not live action characters. Yeah. I might have to check this one out.
Cool. You do that.
Okay.
When he says it was very popular in 97, I'm like, have you heard of this? I haven't.
It was, you know, as popular as those adventure games could get. Next up, Warcraft 3 Reforged. So this was supposed to be released in 2019. We didn't hear anything for the longest time, not even when BlizzCon happened. They just now announced a release date for it, and that's January 28th, 2020. So coming in a little late, about a month late, but hey, that's all right. They actually sent me an email directly to me just saying like, hey, this is going to be out on the 28th. I'm excited to play through the single player. I want to play multiplayer. I want to play lots and lots of this game. So hopefully some other people out there picked it up and will play with me.
Yeah, it's on Blizzard.net or whatever. There's going to be a few people playing this.
Yeah, it's on Battle.net. So Battle.net, that'll be interesting because, you know, I haven't really been on there. I don't even think I have it installed. So I used to communicate with quite a few people there, but not much anymore.
It's the one and only time Bobby cussed last year. He's like, fuck this system. Get off my computer.
No, I think I still had it on there for, I had it on there for WoW for a long time.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
All right. Next up, Teardown.
Teardown. So this is one of those, sounds like one person is making this. And it looks a little Minecrafty, better graphics than Minecraft, but the whole thing is that the whole world is fully destructible. You can break, drag, drop everything in the playable world. And there are these key cards. And the entire time, there's no rush. You can basically get any key card at any point. But once you pick up one, you only have 60 seconds to get the other two. So you have to like make a path from one to the other one to the other one and be able to get out within 60 seconds. So it's like a very calm demo game until you pull the first key card. And hopefully by then you have your layout already laid out and you can get the other two and get out within 60 seconds. So that's the action part of it. I feel like if you put in a bunch of time, enough time beforehand, like, of course you're going to have a good route, but maybe you could over-destruct something and fuck yourself. So, I don't know. I like fully destructible environments and it has trailers.
Oh, yeah. You get a vehicle and just plow right through things.
Yeah.
It looked like he was also building at a part of it too. He was putting down planks.
Oh, it said, what? I thought it was a funny word that he used. Prehistoric build or something like that. Basically very, very crude structures. So you can put down planks to make ramps and stuff like that to try to get around the environment. It looks more arcadey than anything, which is good because you don't want to get technical with something like this. Yeah. So it's like a demo game that becomes a parkour game in the area that you just demoed. So I like it. I like the idea. We'll see. Hopefully they don't charge too much for this.
So it's not out yet? Nothing?
No. 2020 is when it says.
Okay.
2020, no price. Interesting. All right. Yeah, that's it. That's it for on the radar.
It gets so slow around the holidays. I swear.
Yeah, there really is nothing going on right now, except the winter sale for Steam.
Yeah, winter sale. And I want to talk about the update for Risk of Rain 2. They had another update. They added a new character. He is a lizard. He operates on like he does poison damage. So there's a lot of like, because the poison will do damage, but it won't kill.
Yeah.
So from did you play it, Bobby?
No, I'm just familiar with that. I'm thinking like a warlock from WoW. So a lot of damage over time.
Yeah,
so
damage over time.
Pepper people with debuffs and then run away.
It feels like to me that you want to just hit everything and keep moving, although he's a melee character with a leap, kind of like I don't know, kind of like the Hulk or something. She's jumping around and poisoning everything. Sounds like a...
Is that what the Hulk does?
I mean, he jumps. He jumps from place to place. That's what I meant. And he's green, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't played it yet. I don't even know how to unlock him. That's another thing that I like about Risk of Rain. Like, you can't get... You don't... There isn't just a new character. You have to go earn it. And usually, anybody's down to go do that for you. Oh, and bosses... A bunch of bosses have been put in. A new level has been put in. And I believe... I don't want to speak out of turn, but I feel like I read that there's a final boss now, but I'm not 100% sure. So, yeah. Game's always getting better, and I would like to play, but I don't have no time.
And it is on sale for $15.99 for the winter sale.
That is a must buy.
What was it normally? $20?
$20, I think.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing. So... We announced our games of the year, and each of us made our own choice, and then we're going to play each other's games and then talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, and come to a consensus and choose our official DLG game of the year that way. So because of that, I played Outer Worlds, which, Ray, that was your choice for game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So this... So right off the bat, like I had a bad experience because I was,
what happened?
Nothing. It was just like, I think it was like an episode or two ago where I was ranting about tutorials, and right off the bat, like, you jump out of your space pod and they're just like, there's a conveniently knocked over tree and it's like, huh, press space to jump over this. And mm-hmm. then you run a little further and it's like, oh, yeah, press crouch to get yeah. under this one. So it's like, oh God, you're killing me. But I don't know. That's not like, I'm not going to judge the entire game.
It's not
that.
Like it really bothers. It's like a little no, square. That
it went by very quick.
Yeah. That whole that, segment.
And then it was like,
yeah,
run,
until you get to the first dude you talk to, the fucking yeah. chaser.
But quick. I don't know. I find it so funny because I see that in so many games now. That's just always how they do it. But it did go by very quick, and then you're right into it, and you're kind of very quickly into the action. Now, I've been kind of playing this game on my own terms. If I don't want to hear someone's life story, I just end the conversation, and I go do something else. You know, I'm not really trying to dive too deep into or go off on too many tangents. I just do whatever interests me. So what I really like about this game is I forgot that this was like the Fallout clone.
Right.
It's not a Fallout game, but this is practically Fallout. But it feels so much more well put together than a Fallout game for some reason. I don't know. The graphics are about the same, but it just... I don't know. It feels like a more cohesive game to me than all my experiences with Fallout. Now, keep in mind, I've only played Fallout 3 to completion, and I played a good deal of New Vegas as well.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I haven't played a whole lot of Fallout, but those are the ones that people are always talking about. But, you know, I enjoy like customizing the character.
I got a question about mm-hmm. that. So, first of all, the scientist, was he making you laugh while you were making your selections?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they try real hard for the comedy in this, and it's got this whole retro futuristic type of style, which I really liked compared to the post-apocalyptic of Fallout.
Right.
Like, I really liked the whole... what was that TV show, Danger Will Robinson? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like old-timey, goofy. And I like the humor in it. Fallout didn't really have any humor. And they had some stuff that was funny.
Very dry, overall, very dark yeah. humor.
Yeah. But it totally a different tone with this. So, yeah, I enjoyed that. I like the companion. I like how you can have a companion or you can go solo.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. And, you know, just being in a world where you feel like you can do just about anything.
What kind of character did you make, Bobby?
I went with I put all my points into guns. So I'm very long range,
mm-hmm.
and I try to have my companion do all the tanking. So I make them very beefy. I give them a lot of armor, and I got the skill points for them where they can generate more threat. So I'm kind of doing like a hunter build, I suppose.
Nice.
Like
that's cool.
Yeah, it's working out pretty well.
Yeah, completely different from mine. I did super stupid, like no skills at all, just all strength. Mm-hmm. So it's like just a big dumb guy that can hit things hard with sticks, and it's so funny because like stupid comes up pretty often in my like selections for dialogue. Mm-hmm. Stupid comes up a lot, and sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. And then strong comes up all the time. I intimidate the fuck out of like a lot mm-hmm. of people. I really like how the game adapts to you.
There's a lot of options in the conversation.
Yeah.
I forgot how close they get to you when you talk to people. I forgot that from Fallout. Like whenever you start a conversation with someone, it's just like, boom, right in your face. it's kind of weird. There's a shot of it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like front and center. But yeah, I mean, I like the overall look and feel of the game. I like the tone of it. It's a huge game where you can do just about anything. And I think I'm enjoying it more because I'm not being obsessive and compulsive about it like I was with Fallout 3, where I was just like, oh, got to go find this guy's dog. Yeah. Got to see this through.
You're laissez-faire about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I really enjoy the whole jumping from planet to planet. It almost feels like a Mass Effect game where you're just traveling the galaxy, landing on different worlds. Each world has these strange aliens and different plants. Like it's...
Damn, obviously you should put some time in, huh? If mm-hmm. you're already on another planet. Because I feel like... Took me 4 hours to get off the first planet. But then again, I did everything.
Yeah, I'm moving much quicker. But yeah, I put about 5 hours into it.
Yeah.
And then you go into like that city where there's a lot of shops and you have to meet with people. And yeah. Yeah, it's a good game. You know, it's the only like thing that I can knock it for. It's maybe not as innovative as I would want from a game of the year choice.
Right.
You know, it doesn't break any new ground, but it does the next best thing, which is, you know, do something very, very well.
Yeah.
And I'm already enjoying this a lot more than any Fallout experience I've had. So I can see why people are really into this game.
That's the reason why I picked it. I'm having more fun doing this than the last couple Fallouts.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I try to... Fallout 4 was me trying to force a square peg in a round hole. You know, like... I was like, but it's Fallout. It should fit, but to say it was a bad game.
Yeah, and I think 76 kind of soured people's taste a little bit when it came to the series.
I still enjoy 76 here and there, but it's not 76. Since I don't have a community yet or anything, I never made it, or I never like got into like a group of people playing together. It's just too late. I might jump in when they do the NPCs, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You lose some weight, right?
Huh?
Did you lose some weight?
No, I don't know.
What else was I going to say? Oh, in that same vein, I played Disco Elysium for Bobby's Game of the Year. I played probably 4 hours of it. Remember, I build myself in game, so I'm a big, strong guy that fucking likes to hit things. I'm really stupid. So... I made that character in this game, and also, it's to say reading heavy would be light.
What? It would be an understatement?
It would be an understatement, yeah. Like, 90% of the game is reading, and I stopped reading when podcast started, so I'm not even good at it. Like, it takes me forever to read anything. Like, so it's going about very slowly. Like too slow for me to really enjoy it to its utmost. I do know who Kuno is, and he's a fucking twerp. But it's about as good as a game that's 90% read. It's the best all reading game I've ever played. Like the writing is incredibly good, like off the charts good. Whoever wrote this or helped write this is going to be getting a lot of work for sure. Let me just put it this way. To say it's internal dialogue, usually when there's internal dialogue in a game or a movie, a guy's conscious is talking to his subconscious, or it'll be the angel talking to the demon. But this game dissects your entire body into a bunch of different things. So you have your like intellect versus like your reptilian brain versus your limbic system versus your like electro something. What's that called, Bobby? Your electromuscular, the one that wants the drugs all the time. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They have a name for everything.
Yeah. So anyway, you have all these systems and they all want to get their own shit done, right? So you know, your ego wants you to do something this way, and your whatever wants you to do this way. So all this internal conflict is happening in real time while you're this some sort of weird detective going out trying to survive a murder. If all of this sounds super weird, it's because it is. It took me 3 minutes of reading to start the game, because the game starts in complete darkness, and your reptilian brain is trying to get you to keep sleeping because you're hung, you blacked out the night before, and the light hurts, and yet your consciousness is trying to wake you up because you have work to do. And so there's that fight between the animal and the ego, and it's hilarious, and it's just really well written. And that just continues all through. Have you died, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I died because, like, I asked the lady for money, and she turned me down, mm-hmm. and I, like, groveled, and then that was it. I took too big of an ego hit, and I was dead.
Yeah, there's, like, two different ways that you can die, and you can repair those points by using different things.
I noticed that later. Mm-hmm. But, I made myself a big, strong guy that hits things hard and really dumb. And so my ego is very, very fragile. Mm-hmm. So she said something shitty to me, and that was and he's dead. So it's incredibly good, but for somebody who doesn't like reading, it's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, it is a lot of reading.
But it gets extra kudos for being something new, for sure.
Now this game is on sale $31.99 right now. $40 for this game.
I almost feel like the odds on the rolls, Bobby, are backwards. Like when it's 89, I miss, but when it's 14, I hit like a lot. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm just having opposite luck.
You know, no, what I mean? Clue.
23,000 people playing this game right now, or 2,300. I'm sorry. Wait, what was it? Yeah, 2,388 playing the game right now. Not bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Good on them.
I had a chance to play a little bit of Deep Rock Galactic today. I was excited to do that.
Christmas update?
Yeah, so they had the holiday update, but they've also had other updates before this that I haven't checked out. So I thought this was a good time to check in with the game, see where it's at. You know, this is one of my favorite games to play. And it's a lot of cosmetic stuff, first of all. I mean, there's new weapon skins. There's new hats. They've got the Christmas hats. They have new animations. There's a ledge grab animation now. There's an animation when you pick something up, your hand reaches out and grabs it. So, you know, some quality of life stuff that just make it look a little bit better. And then a few cosmetics you can chase after. But, you know, really the game has just always been about the actual gameplay for me. The other stuff is nice, unlocking the guns, trying out different weapon styles. That's cool, but you know, if the game, I usually play a whole lot of this game, burn out, and then give it a break for a long time. You can pet the
loot bugs.
The loot bugs now. That's funny. Also they added loadouts, which I think is really good. Because I definitely switch my loadouts depending on what type of mission that I'm doing. And it's always a hassle to go in and switch this gun and that upgrade for this gun, and you know, that just takes time. So now you can have three different loadouts per character. Great.
Nice.
What's really impressive, though, because whenever they have the updates, I'm just like, all right, cosmetic, quality of life, great. But where did they actually change the game? So I don't know if this is temporary or if this is for a or permanent, but they've got this new event that you can run into. I'm going to scroll down because it's got a long, weird name that I keep forgetting. It's probably going to be under this update here. The new machine event, Omen Modular Exterminator. Mm. Okay, so that's a big, long, boring word that describes something really cool here. So this tower you see Ooh. Right here can yeah. randomly spawn. So here's the story about what happened. Apparently the dwarves put like this big machine down there meant to eradicate bugs. It went haywire, so you got to go down there and take it out.
Nice.
All right, like that's your part of your mission. So
any mission, any time might have this?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any stipulations, like maybe it has to be hazard level 4 or above, because these things are tough. At least when I played on hazard level 4, we almost wiped. We failed the event, and we almost died. But what it does is this big giant turret races out of the ground and it shoots little waves. I'll keep playing to hopefully they'll have some pictures of it, but it shoots these little purple waves out that you constantly have to dodge. And then it has these red laser beams that come down in different areas shooting you. So it's like this weird, it's like a WoW raid, you know, where like, oh, stand in a circle now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't stand in this circle. Okay. Now he's emanating waves. So we got to move out of the way. Oh, jump over that. So it's like,
are aliens attacking the whole time too?
Yeah. And then, well, I don't know. We happened to have a swarm at that time. I don't know if that was planned, if that was supposed to come in. I think it was, but yeah, it totally messed things up. So one person has to stand in a certain area on these pads, and that makes it vulnerable, and then the other people can DPS it. So it requires a little bit of communication. It requires a lot of coordination. Like, it's a great... I kept thinking, like, how, what can they possibly add more to this game other than just cosmetics? And... This is what they did, and it's a great addition. It's a whole new type of little game that just randomly pops up. They also added this new bad guy here, a new Praetorian. He's just got more armor.
Super armored. Yeah, it looks like.
No big deal there. And then one more little thing that they added that I thought was nice, more craftable materials. Remember how you used to be able to buy beer, and then there was one beer that had an upgrade that you could get? Now you actually have to get enough resources to unlock the different kinds of beer that have upgrades, and then you can choose to buy whichever one you want.
So
if you've unlocked it, you can choose to buy the one that gives you more health. Or if someone else in your party has unlocked the one to give you more kite, then they can buy rounds of that if they've unlocked it with these materials that you run across in the map. So you have to grab them and pick
them up. That's pretty
cool. Yeah.
It's almost like, it's becoming more and more like WoW raids, because I feel like all your mats in WoW had to be handed out, the right things to the right people, all being summoned up. And now you have almost like a raid-like boss, so
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot. It's still not 1.0. Oh, yeah, also customized beer mugs. And these, like, let me see if I can find some here. So, like, some of them have gun handles on them.
Nice.
On them. Some of them have, like, brass knuckles for a handle. That one had like a pistol handle.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, they look great. So yeah, they continue to improve this game. I'm still having a good time. I'll probably do my weekly event. I'm going to finish the holiday event. I got one more mission on that. I'll probably just do all the, you know, the expirational stuff and, you know, call it a day. But I'm having fun for the time being back in this game.
So what he was talking about, I saw it somewhere. Oh, when I was looking up the winners or the people that are nominated for the Game Awards on ongoing game, how they got snubbed. They weren't even on the list. But meanwhile, they stick so close to their roadmaps. Mm-hmm. They might be off by 1 month usually, but it's constant.
I don't know what their policy is.
You see that hat, Bobby?
Which one?
The one right there. That's the pretty that much wearing? The one from... Left 4 Dead 2, no?
Yeah, the beret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the bill hat. Oh, yeah, those have been there forever. But this game is not 1.0 release, so I don't know what the Game Awards policy is on early access games.
Right.
I don't think... Have they ever given an award to a game that was in early access? I don't think so.
I don't know.
What about PUBG? Because that was in early access for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's got to be close.
I bet when you pet it, it shits out some loot. Because they're petting it a lot.
Yeah, they're petting it way too much.
They're going to go blind if they keep petting it.
Yeah, I don't know. This game is just, it's so much fun. I'll probably be playing that more. I'm on break for the next 2 weeks. I've got a ton of work lined up the first week, but then after that, I plan to just chill out and play a lot of games, and this will definitely be on there.
Nice.
Little Deep Rock Galactic on sale right now for $20. $20.
I know we're in highlights, but we might as well mention at this point. I bought three games. We got a bonus at work, or not a bonus, but anyway, a credit card with some money on it. So it's $50. So of course I run right over to Steam and I bought Trine 4, which I want to play with Bobby, and what else did I buy? I bought two roguelikes, of course. So, more on that later. But Trine 4 is loaded up, ready to go. We might play this right after this podcast. And the other thing I bought was The Binding of Isaac, Four Souls. That is their card game. Well, it's a table What do you call it? A fucking board game, basically. Mm-hmm. It is similar to... Not Exploding Kittens. Geez, what is that other one, Bobby, that you go around the board? Talisman?
I never played Talisman, so I don't know.
You kind of like fight bosses. You get gold, and with the money, you buy items. It's really nice because, like... Everything's out from Binding of Isaac, so I almost know what the things do before I even read the card. But man, it's pretty cool. And you die a lot, just like a roguelike. Like when you die, you take a lot of penalty, and the other characters keep going, and you could fuck each other up, or you could work together, or you could just trade stuff. Like it's pretty cool. That's why I want Bobby to play with me. I only played it with Sam and her daughter, so it was a little less than competitive.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you're thinking of the game that Chad bought. Chad bought two card games. I can't remember what they were called.
Yes, it was like that one.
Okay. Yeah.
That one that me, you, and Chad, and I think she was in, yeah, too.
The spaceship
one? Yeah, we all played it at my house.
No, that one's great. I really like the spaceship one. That one. But I forget what it's called, the one that Chad got. Oh, Boss Monster.
Yeah, Boss Fights, Boss Monster.
Boss Monster, I think.
Let me look it up. It wasn't a well-known game, but Chad had asked. Yeah. It was when he got all that credit, and he had asked the people at the store, like, hey, what's the really good one? Yes, it is Boss Monster.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time we played, I was like kind of learning it, and then after that, I was like, okay, this is... actually a really good
game. The Binding of Isaac one, it like the reviews are like 6, 7s and 8s, and I think it's not like really high up only because it's rather complex for somebody who doesn't play video games, like, or at least are tabletop mm-hmm. role-playing games.
So this is a Kickstarter or is it on the shelves?
It's on the shelves. It was I saw it at mm-hmm. Target.
Yeah, Target.
I bought it for my white elephant and stole it for myself mm-hmm. type thing because I knew nobody else would want it. Because they wouldn't know what it is, you know?
Yeah. Nice.
I think it was 30 or 40 bucks. I don't remember.
Yeah, those card games are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right. So is that it for highlights?
Yeah. I think so.
Wow. All right.
Apparently, Ray didn't play any video games for
Modern Warfare. Yeah.
So why did you decide Outer Worlds over Modern Warfare?
I think it was just like the nostalgic feel.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was, man. Like I hadn't tried it. I jumped in and then I just started watching it for a little bit. I was playing it for a little bit and I just felt at home.
Yeah, yeah.
And because like my original game of the year, it was Modern Warfare, which honestly, it's great. Modern Warfare is great. Especially Modern Warfare, there's no DLC, like you have to pay for it. There's no, like, you know, so it's awesome. So we're just going to keep getting like maps and maps and maps.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah. You just only pay, they have battle passes.
Oh, okay.
Battle pass is the way to go.
That's to get more
if you want skins. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're still going to get, you know, so, you know, if you don't want skins or operators or any of that stuff that really don't do shit, you know, then you're fine. You just keep getting maps and new modes to play.
Nice.
For free.
And have you continued to play Outer Worlds or...
Yeah, so I was going to play today, but then I got a call, so I had to do some work, so it sucked. But so I've been working until like now. I just got in the shower and ran over here. But I'm hoping to go back home and play right now. And but so far I'm loving it, man. It's just, I just feel at home playing it. That's why I picked it over Modern Warfare. But Modern Warfare is also just as great. Like, I play Modern Warfare all the time. And we play... It became a thing, like, every night around 8 o'clock, Diego always, you know, texts me, goes, you know, he just puts COD, and then Drew says yes, I say yes, my buddy just bought it for the PlayStation, he can play with us too.
Nice.
I think that's just, like, the coolest thing. It's just, yeah, my friends have never been PC gamers, and now they can just jump in and play with me whenever they want, and they do, and everyone does well, you know. If you know, some people are great at PC, some people are great at console, and my friends are good at console, and they get kills, and they're even up there with me sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So, just Modern Warfare was great, but I play too many competitive games, and I wanted something more chill, single player, and I got everything I want in a game is in Outer Worlds.
So we all got to the same place, I'm sure. Did you guys go with the, like, rebel, nice people, hippie people? Or did you turn off the power? Who did you turn the power off for?
I think I messed up and turned the power off on the hippies.
You turned it off?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. It just kind of happened. I think I misunderstood some dialogue because I might have been going through it too quick.
And yeah.
They got shut down. But then you leave that planet and you're like, oh, well, dude, they're a distant memory. Who cares?
Seriously.
That's just like the
I just wanted the radiator thing, whatever the frick is.
Yeah, right? Yeah, who did you? The power core.
The power core. I took it. I took their shit and I turned it off on the hippies.
You killed the hippies too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are terrible people, man.
So when I started playing this, I kind of wanted to go a little bit, like, first of all, solo. Fuck partners. I want to just I want to just, so my perks that I'm getting are just more on the solo side. And then, I don't know, I'm going, like, aggressive for this, like, first playthrough. Just, like, I just have guns and conversation stuff.
Okay.
So that's all I'm using right now. So I get to tell people to fuck off or lie to them, and then I get to shoot them in the face. So I thought that was great.
Nice.
I think I messed up in one of the towns because everyone in there is trying to kill me now. So, and I have like a quest to turn into one guy, but I don't think I can get to him because I go to talk to him, and then he like yells at me and then starts shooting at me. So I'll probably just have to murder everybody, which I'm okay with. You know, that's what I like about that game is that you can't make the wrong decision.
You can literally kill everybody on every planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the game will just adjust to that.
Remember, I did that for Fallout 3. I killed everyone except for the kids, the only ones you couldn't freaking kill. But I went through all of Fallout, and I made sure I killed every NPC in Fallout 3.
And what happened?
Nothing. I wanted to see if something happened. Nothing fucking happened. Yeah. I just the kids. You couldn't kill the kids.
Fuck those kids.
Yeah, dude. That town, little bitches.
All right. It's not a whole lot of news right now. Very little news. We had to really scrape for this. Stadia now has achievements.
Moving on.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's funny because when Stadia came out, everybody was just like, oh, it doesn't have this and doesn't have that. And like the one thing that they do have now is achievements, which is like, you know, big deal.
The last thing they should put on.
Yeah. I'm like trying my hardest right now to like find more news or anything that we because we're so short on stuff today.
Stranger Things has a pinball game. I feel like every week we have a new cool pinball being announced, but we're not going to play any of these because places usually don't have pinball machines anymore. So I don't know. I think people companies are finding a market with private buyers. People are buying these things for their houses, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who are really into these machines. I mean, you should. When I was watching that documentary, it's like a group of people, dude. You can go to like forums where people vehemently argue over pinball machines and they're like really into it. But the great thing about pinball machines is you can always just skin it for whatever's popular at the time. You know, Adam's Family, Stranger Things, Rick and Morty.
Yeah. It has a fucking boombox for the audio, like, you know, from the 80s. Mm-hmm. People putting them on their shoulders or whatever.
Yeah, Radio Raheem style.
Yeah. Zap says we should discuss PC games of the decade, and he provided a link.
That sounds cool.
I think PC there's a listener question regarding that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait your turn, Zap.
I'm guessing you guys haven't seen Star Wars yet?
No.
Okay.
Let's not talk about it.
No.
All right.
We were going to go this weekend.
I'm going on Christmas Day.
We all got sick. And I'm like out of it. I just have like the runny nose. Alana's still dying apparently because we're not going to go to the Christmas dinner today. So yeah.
The Witcher. I have no time. Look, guys, this drink is. I drink on Saturday and I drink on the podcast. I don't even have time for one beer during the week. I don't have time for one game. Like, it's fucking crazy. Although I'm trying to mess with some things that work.
It's crazy, dude. That's adulthood. It's like everybody else, man.
But not even video games? Like, I know, or TV? Like, no, most people go home and watch TV. They deal with the kids, and they have a little bit of TV time.
Most people don't have a podcast either, but
that's true.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. All right, last bit of news. CD Projekt Red signs a deal with The Witcher Offer.
Yeah, so it's not as good as it sounds. Apparently, I'm going to go ahead and try to say this name. Anders Zapkowski is the author of the Witcher books, which are wildly popular as well, not just the game. And when he gave away the rights for them to make video games, he didn't think it was going to go anywhere. So he just said, give me X amount of money and you can just do whatever you want for three games. Mm-hmm. Or four games, maybe, because they did that that card game. And anyway, but it was pretty strict. Like, they couldn't do too many things. And he tried to get $15.6 million from them because he saw how good it did. But it's like, dude, you can't cry over spilled milk. You didn't know it was going to do well. You charged us a flat fee. We were happy to pay it. We don't owe you anything. Mm-hmm. But now he's like, we'll work with you. So they worked out a deal. I guess both parties are happy. And now the Witcher has more freedom to do a lot more with the character. Maybe they could take creative control or something like that. It's all NDA, so nobody really knows. But apparently both sides are happy. So it doesn't sound like it means Witcher 4, especially since they said they weren't going to work on it. But maybe we're going to get more Witcher stuff. So
just like that's good. Like their whole universe, right?
Kinda. Yeah, I think so.
The Witcherverse.
The Witcherverse.
That's probably what it's called. I don't know, man. The Witcherverse. But yeah, man, that sucks, dude. That's why you always take points on the back end. That's what a lot of actors are doing now. Like, I think it started maybe 15, 20 years ago. But, you know, you used to always hear about, like, actors getting paid all this money to do this movie. And now you don't really hear about that as much because most of them just say, hey, you know, give me, like, 5 points or something.
Yeah.
And if the movie does really well, then they make a killing. If it doesn't, whatever.
Right. it's like, the fuck was I going to say? Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. That's it for news. Oh, man. So we want to talk a little bit about Gorilla Mind here. They're one of our sponsors. You can go to our website. The link will be there where you can purchase some Gorilla Mind. And we get a little bit of we get a cut on that. Gorilla Mind is a nootropic, a smart drug. It helps you focus, keeps you more alert. I realized that I had been taking the Gorilla Rush Smooth all this time.
Oh.
I switched to the Rush. Little too much, man.
Yeah. Yes.
Little too much.
Dude. Yeah. So
I took three of them and I was just like, I was in the Matrix, bro. I knew Kung Fu. Yeah. It was a bit much. I went to work like that and I had a meeting. But yeah. So, and then after
questions,
that,
questions. Okay.
But it was too much because like I was missing a freeway exit. I was just like scatterbrained. Like
but you would have taken three if you knew it was the Rush.
Yeah, exactly.
Ray, what have been your experience? Cause
same shit happened with the Rush, man. It was ridiculous. but I had to get off my desk. I mean, get out of my cubicle, go outside. I had to walk like a lap around the building and breathe. And I was like, this is too much. Like, I felt like I was like, it was just like, this is so much energy. I just want to kick shit. Like, it was just, so like being like sitting down at a desk at work was the worst way to do it. It would have been great if I was going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. You know, like I'd probably like be like, what's up, dude? Lifting weights with my foot. and it would have been fun, but no, it was too much for work. Cause I was like, oh, I'm tired. I didn't sleep that much last night. This one's like kind of like coffee. So I'll try it. And no, not for work. I took three too.
Yeah.
Not for work.
Cause the bottle says, you know, don't take more than six a day.
Yeah.
But it says like, you know, maybe start out with two. And I was like, nah, I can do three.
Yeah.
But yeah, three is too much. I did try taking two at another day and still that was like a little, that was a last Saturday. That was still a little too much. So I don't know, man, like unless I'm going to the gym, then I don't think I'm going to touch the Rush.
No, me neither. well, I finished it anyways, but, I finished my little pack, but, cause what I did the first time was three, but then later on I started taking two and one, and then that was fine. But the one I really liked was the Smooth. Like the Smooth, it might sound corny, all right, guys, but Swear to fucking God, I was playing way better Modern Warfare on that shit. I swear, I don't know. It was like my focus. It's like, wait, was it the spoon though? It was a focus, right? Is that the one we had?
Yeah, well, I think they're both supposed to do that, but the rush is just a lot more intense. But
so because we had two, the plastic bag and then the container, the regular little container.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bottle.
Yeah, the bottle. But, okay, so the smooth. So, yeah, it had to be a smooth. The smooth, I was just doing better, man. I swear there was something about that. I think, like, last Saturday morning, I forget which one. I woke up, took my vitamins, took two of those or three of those, and my buddies were like, "Hey, let's play some COD." I jumped on, 30 plus kills, like per like little like just back to back to back to back, and I was like, "Dude, this is awesome!" And then I just started, I guess, wearing off, and I started sucking, but I swear I was killing it, man. I was more focused.
Yeah, yeah.
It was weird.
Focus and clarity. And it was kind of like a mood elevator, too. Like, I felt like I was in a better mood and just able to engage more at work and be okay with whatever I was doing. So, yeah, I think the smooth was definitely preferable in general. The rush, like, I don't know. Maybe at the gym, and that's the only place I could really see it. But,
yeah.
See, someone in chat's asking if it's like Alpha Brain. I think the smooth is a lot more like Alpha Brain.
Mm-hmm.
The rush, at least the three pills of that, felt like modafinil. It felt like that the only one time I've ever tried modafinil, which is like the hardcore stuff you got to go down to Mexico to buy. But yeah, it was a little too intense for me. But yeah, you can check that out on our website once that's up. And if you buy any of that, then if you use our link, we get a cut of that. And you too can be overactive at work.
Yeah, I just do not recommend that rush at work, especially unless you're doing like a menial's job. That'll be fine. But
yeah,
sitting in a cubicle all day, hell no, no.
Laser focus eyes, just freaking.
Swear, dude, I was running to the printer in like fucking, I don't know, world record speeds, dude.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right, so we got some listener questions here. We'll wait until Emilio gets back. Hopefully he'll be back in a moment. But I wanted to put this out there. If anyone is interested, I don't know, this is a long shot. If anyone ever played Star Wars CCG back in the day, this is like Magic, but for Star Wars, there is an online software that you can use to play that game. And it's kind of tricky to set up because it's all fan-made. But I've used it before, like 8 or 9 years ago, but I've recently been interested in getting back into it. So if anyone wants to play or wants to learn how to play...
CCG, what's that?
Customizable card game.
Oh.
So you like build your deck and you play. It's basically like Magic.
Okay.
It's like Magic, but with Star Wars. So if anybody wants to try that out with me, I'll walk you through it. I really want to give that a shot while I'm on break these next 2 weeks. And it's the software is called Holotable. I'll bring up a little shot here so you can see what it looks like. It doesn't look like much, but... It do they have pictures?
The very first hacks of Magic the Gathering was there wasn't even art on the cards.
You're talking about online?
Yeah, it was an official and it was basically stealing cards. And but everybody knew the cards so well, you can know it off of the... I mean, you don't really need the art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you just need the text. But I love this card game, SWCCG. I learned so much about Star Wars because of it, because they always had...
Not canon. Oh, doesn't count.
Oh, my God. What is canon? What even is canon? But if you look at the little text in the top up there, they give you a little bit of backstory on, you know, the planet or the person or the object. So it was a great way to learn about the lore of Star Wars. And I know we're all... hotly debating the lore. What is lore and what is canon these days with Star Wars?
No, it's not debated officially because they have $4 billion. Disney says, I think just the movies are canon. That and the Clone Wars cartoons, I guess, are canon as well. Have you watched those, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I recently, you're probably talking about the CGI ones. But I really enjoyed the Genndy Tartakovsky ones. Those were great. They used to show them in like 2 minute bits on Cartoon Network.
Uh-huh.
And he's a great artist. And I just last night started watching his new cartoon Primal, and it is as good as everyone says it is. It's so good, man.
What's it on?
Cartoon Network.
Huh.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it.
Primal.
What's it about?
It's about a caveman who rides a dinosaur, and he just...
I'm in.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. The first episode, there's no talking. It's a cave.
Oh, Nicolas Cage?
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, no, that's the movie.
Okay, it's right there, Bobby. You got it.
Yeah, well, the middle one.
There's a movie called Primal out right now with Nicolas Cage. But the animation style is definitely...
Damn.
Tell that's Jendu Tartakovsky. He's the guy who made Dexter's Lab. Yeah. He also did Samurai Jack. Mm-hmm. But he also had that really good Clone Wars, Star Wars cartoon that was, I think there's like two parts to it, each about an hour a piece. Yeah, dude, it's just this caveman. He rides this big old dinosaur and like it's super bloody. Like things get messed up. He's fighting these giant creatures, pterodactyls, sea monsters.
Damn.
It's brutal, dude.
It reminds me of Death Dealer. Like super, just fucking killing.
Does he talk? Shit up.
Hey, he grunts and stuff. He's a caveman. But yeah, dude, it's so good. Primal. Check it out.
Nice. Sounds awesome.
And there's only five episodes, I think.
Bobby, did you finish Samurai Jack? Do you know about this?
I've never even seen Samurai Jack.
Oh,
yeah, man. I never watched it when it was on.
Who's that? I'm joking.
I don't know what
to say. Wait, no, I don't know. For some reason, I imagined some black samurai dude.
You're thinking of
that's Afro Samurai.
That's there.
No, Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack is, you'll see him right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that.
So apparently it's like a super sad ending that like was a real twist for the dark side. Wow. Somebody explained it to me, but yeah, you don't expect something on Cartoon Network to have that kind of ending.
I think the most messed up ending I ever heard of. Did I talk about it on the podcast?
I don't know.
About that cartoon, about the Japanese anime, about the soccer players?
No.
It was very popular in Mexico. It was called Super Campeones. It's
I just heard about this, yes, that it was really big in Mexico.
It was huge, man. It was huge in Mexico. Everyone, like, we used to watch this all the time. It's, Super Campeones, yeah, anime. It's Captain Tsubasa.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it's called. But, this is what I heard because we never saw the finale in Mexico because, you know, Mexico just kind of probably lost the rights or something, or Channel 12 just didn't want to pay for it anymore because it was our local channel. And, but I remember I would watch this religiously every weekend because they had Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball, then they had Captain Tsubasa. Then Dragon Ball Z, and then some Teveo, some big dude in a rat suit that would dance with kids in Mexico. Really funny.
The animation is fantastic.
I don't know, but this is this is the game.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Okay. There's like an actual anime. Okay. And so it's like this kid, and he's playing, and like he gets picked up, and then he becomes like the best freaking player, and he's like he's with all these, like, you know, fucking wins the World Cup and everything, and everything's awesome, and yeah, good job all the seasons, and then he wakes up.
It was a dream.
He was he's in a hospital bed with no legs.
Jesus fuck.
When the episode starts, you see him run into the street to get a ball. Well, supposedly, he ends up getting hit by the fucking car, loses his legs. He was in a coma the whole time. Just imagine winning the World Cup.
Oh.
That was the end. That's what I read. Like a long time ago, and I actually think it's real because I did see like a picture of it, dude. Where like they showed him like in the hospital bed with like just like the dude, fucking things
it's
around.
It's probably a troll. I was 100% sure that there's gonna be a new season of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Mm-hmm. Like I watched the whole video. They had fucking screenshots and some video of them as like young adults. I was like, this is a shit, complete troll, the whole thing.
Yeah,
sons of bitches.
Yeah, people take it to the next level with the trolling these days. It's pretty insane, man. Like people spend hours in Photoshop to get good trolling. All right, time for some listener questions.
Bobby, have you seen any of these deep fakes?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They're always posting them on
there. Yeah, I jacked off a couple.
Oh, yeah. Fucking. What's her name? Wonder Woman? And they put. What's her name? Gal Gadot?
Oh, and like what? Some porn? Sort of pornography?
Oh, dude. It is. You're like, what the fuck? Anyway, besides that, they put Trump, a female Trump face. So not only is it Trump, but it's also been like. It's not just plastered on a female. It looks like a female Trump, and they put him in a Winter Wonderland Mariah Carey video.
So what it's exactly
incredible, dude.
Is a deep fake? Like, what classifies a deep fake? Because I'm enjoying about the
fake enough to but to look real.
They've always had those.
To like, look real?
I don't know.
And make people say things they didn't really say. They take your recorded voice, they modify it, and then...
Oh, wow.
Can you look it up, Bobby?
Wait, can we show that?
Trump deepfake Mariah Carey video. Hopefully that'll bring it up. It's incredible, dude. I never wanted to fuck Trump so much. Oh, there it is. Check it out.
Bring in a little audio here.
Yeah, you need some audio. I don't
want a lot for Christmas. Wow.
That's horrifying. But I mean, nobody's looking at that. That does not look real, though.
No, there's no.
Something in your brain that's just like...
Right, right, right.
Rejects that.
What is that called? The Uncanny Valley. No, for sure. But it looks really good.
I don't think I'd be able to tell that was Trump.
Really?
Dude, that looks like Toni Collette.
Sure. I'll give you that one. Okay.
She was the... I mean, that sounds really mean to her. She's a great actor, by the way. But... she was the mom in Sixth Sense. She was in that other movie. Never mind. She was in Knives Out recently.
Well, Cycle says, I think I like Mariah better.
Well, there was like this whole thing with the deepfakes, right? There was like an app that people were using or I don't know what. But, oh, shit, it did look like her.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. See, looks like Toni Collette in Knives Out. But the ones I always see are the ones on the R Movies subreddit. And they're always like... Sylvester Stallone as the Terminator. And you can always tell, it looks like the face is moving a little bit or doesn't quite fit, but it looks very real.
Yeah.
Especially because everybody's so used to watching things on their phone in very small resolution, like thumbnail size. You can get away with a lot, you know, but yeah, dude, they are pretty crazy realistic these days.
Yeah, well, that app was supposedly pissing people off because if you put a person's face and then it would take off their clothes and do it so perfectly to like their skin tones and to what like maybe their nipples would look like or their dicks. I don't know exactly how it was. I tried looking for the app afterward because I wanted to have fun with it, but I couldn't find it.
It's Dr. Fakenstein. He's like the premier guy. He's the one who did that thing that we just watched.
All right. Listener questions. Let's do it. First one comes from Neo Reloaded. What would be your dream gaming-related Christmas present? Maybe a certain peripheral or collector's edition?
Time to play video games. Can I say that?
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm getting... Well, as soon as the baby's born, I'm going to get a Wii, which is coming soon, guys. Coming soon! Our fifth member. Within the next... 3 weeks. So I'm going to get a week off, but I don't know how much time I'm going to have to myself. I don't think much.
Mm-hmm. They can give you, 3 days at least, right? From family, baby bonding.
Yeah, I could take up to 30 days, but it's unpaid, so.
But the government pays you.
Oh, how's it work?
Just go on disability.
I'll talk to you later.
FMP, or whatever the fuck it's
called. Okay.
PFL, pay family leave.
I don't like a lot of stuff, so I don't think I'd want... anything, maybe something digital, but even like, you know, people used to always give me Steam money for Christmas and now it's like, it'll sit there for a long time and I won't use it. So I don't know.
I don't like video games, so I don't need.
Maybe, no, I don't know. I've been meaning to buy the deluxe upgrade, whatever, for Deep Rock Galactic for the longest time. So maybe I could buy that, but.
Which is probably like. Definitely diminishing returns now. Like if you get that early, super early on, that's the best armor ever. But now I think there's like way better shit.
Yeah. Plus, I don't know.
You just want to support them.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. That and you get a cool hat and a beer mug.
So $14.99 and you have Bobby's dreams and wishes.
It's on sale for $10.04.
Oh, actually. There you go.
Yeah.
See, I would want... to have
wait. He wants to support them, but he's also gonna wait for a say.
It's the thought that counts, man. It's the thought that counts. I don't know.
I want to feel like that sensation again, like when you opened up your Super Nintendo when you were
a kid. You're not 10 anymore, dude.
I want
it to happen.
I want that. First of all, I don't get gifts anymore. It's like, I think last year Roberta gave me a beanie. My mom didn't even give me shit.
Wow.
But I think my dad bought me like a 12 pack of beers, and my girlfriend got me like a kiss on the knackers and shit. But yeah, that'd be so cool. Feel like that, like the N64 kid. The 64, and then the little girl's like, yeah. Even though she's kind of like, I don't know what's going on, guys, but I'll just yell with you.
You know, that's really interesting. Like, now that we're getting that GameStop are shutting down and we're in a digital realm, there's no more video games being opened. Way less. I bet there's a million kids out there, literally a million kids, that wanted like Fortnite credit or Fortnite skins. For Christmas, they didn't open a present. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Parents didn't even know how to buy it for them.
Yeah. Well, or even if they did, they didn't open a present. Like, there wasn't a physical.
Yeah, I got an email or something.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know how Christmas is these days.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. It is weird. Like, we had at work, like, there was a Secret Santa, and I just got an email. $40, Best Buy. Thanks, bro. Merry Christmas. I was like, what? Cool. Thanks. That's it.
So.
It's Christmas.
My friend Paul bought his kid a Switch, so I bought his kid Rocket League because they're both really into soccer. I'm like, oh, they're going to play this together. Whatever, I'm a gaming genius when it comes to gifts. But anyway, he's like, Dad, how did Emilio know that Santa was going to get me a Switch? Ooh. He's like, oh... Well, we let Santa know, and he let all our friends know what you're in. Like, he's 8, dude. Like, give it up.
When do kids stop believing in Santa?
That's so I told like Sam.
Fifth grade, right?
What grade?
Does like GS to believe?
Grade, fourth grade?
That late?
I don't know, man. This is why I'm asking.
Oh.
It was fifth grade for me, man. I was fucked up. I was like, it was actually last year.
Well.
That's why I didn't get shit anymore.
Mila's 7, right? And so she's still balls deep in this whole Santa thing. There's no
that's
doubt,
gross,
dude, right?
Santa mythos.
That's gross.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I keep telling Sam, listen, you don't want her to be the last kid at school to like be fighting. No, he is real, you know? You don't want to. And because, so better to be early on. I was like, I'll do it. It's almost like I'm looking forward to like crushing her little heart. I don't know.
So like Alana was telling me that she wants to tell Gia, but not because, you know, so she finds out before the kids, but because she feels like Gia's going to be like, you fucking bitch, you lied to me my whole fucking life. You're fucked up mother. That's what she has in her head. And I'm just like, no, just, I found out, like they told me at school, and I'm like, you guys are fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck what you guys are saying. I went home to my mom. I'm like, yo, these fucking dumbasses are telling me this shit. Mom's like, well, they're dumbasses. I'm like, exactly, right? Dope. And then I did not care what anyone told me, dude. I still believe in fucking Santa Claus. And then they were picking me up from school, but my parents had just come back from Toys R Us. And I guess they were like putting toys away, and they opened up the fucking trunk, and all these Toys R Us bags are there. And there was a RC car called Ricochet or some shit like that I wanted. And my friend was like, dude,
I remember that one. Is that the one that flips over and grabs on the other side?
Yeah.
Sick.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. And then my friend's like, yo, your dad just had a bunch of toys in this fucking trunk, and one of them was a Ricochet. Is that, do you need more proof or something like that? I think it was Ricochet, dude. I'm not sure what it's
called.
Ricochet, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, dude. And, oh, man.
What are the commercials for that? That was, yeah, here we go.
Dude.
Yeah, it just bounces off.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, nobody has this backyard. Like, these kids have these amazing backyards.
I know, right? Where the hell? Well, I had a canyon behind my house.
Oh.
Yeah. So I would take it back down there.
Batteries not included.
And even when my friends told me that, I was like, hell no, dude. It's like, that's probably some other kid's Ricochet. And when I got home, I was contemplating, like, oh, shit, should I go to the car? Should I go check? And I grabbed the keys from my dad. I go and I open the trunk, and I fucking, like, I cried. I was so, like... I walked back in and I looked at my dad and I'm like, so he's not real, huh? Like crying. And he's like, what? Like, and I told, like, he kind of like put, you know, two and two together. He's like, oh shit. And then first thing he says, don't fucking tell your brother.
Yeah.
You better not fucking tell your, but like mad at me. I'm like, oh shit, dad. Like what? You just lied to me my whole life. And the first thing you say, you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, don't fucking tell your brother. But
here's the funniest part. Ray hasn't got a gift since.
Yeah. That was it.
Should have never figured it out.
My brother still gets Santa Claus presents. Oh,
man.
But I don't know what age is good, man. It just, I don't think it matters. You know, it's just, it's going to end one day. I think it's just beautiful the first time you see your kids open it up.
I just, and after that, one day.
It just gets annoying, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know.
I figured it out. I was like, There was something that like not even magic could answer. I was like, "What about this?" And she's like, "Listen, I gotta sit down."
There are a lot of inconsistencies in the Santa
business. Yeah.
Who has a chimney in San Diego? Nobody.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
I was reading. I was
we have one.
You do have one. Yeah. There. Yeah. No chimney. It doesn't snow. I mean, around the world in like one day. Like there's just a lot of. Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
I was reading this article where these girls were, I mean, it was how they want Santa to be what?
We're losing listeners by the fucking minute. It's like, what? No Santa? Just throwing iPods out their windows or our phones.
And, so they're saying, well, I didn't know this, but the reindeer, they're all females.
What?
Yeah, because males lose their horns during Christmas time with the winter season, so it's impossible for the reindeers on Santa's sleigh to be all males. So it's Comet and Blitzen, unless, you know, it doesn't really matter about their names, but they're all females.
Wow.
Yeah, I just found that one out.
That's not true.
It's true. I Googled it, and it's fucking true.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Next.
Here's
question.
A fun fact, Bobby.
What's that?
Deer grow those horns every year and then they fall off every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fastest organic mammal part in million life.
And the males lose them, but the females don't when it comes to reindeers.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I don't know. I was reading also that they wanted Santa to be also a woman and stuff. I don't know. It was a funny article.
Okay, cool.
All right, next question. Sniper asks, what's your worst masturbation experience?
We had a good talk on this once.
Worst one? I mean, aren't they? They're mostly good, right?
Yeah, I guess he means if, like, somebody walked in on you.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it happened. I got walked in on once, kind of. I was in the living room. Which you never want to do.
Well, I got walked in on in the living room.
What? You've never messed
up in the corner of the street, and these guys just walk right into me, man. Like, just a little privacy,
ew,
please.
Into you?
And because my parents would never wake up. It was like, it would never,
okay,
ever
so
happen.
It was late at night.
Oh, super late, yeah.
Okay. Think of it this way. Like, in my living room, that's the only one that had fucking pay-per-view, bro. Just saying.
That's true, yeah.
So a lot of living room action.
A lot of living room action.
And we had a friend of a family staying. And she, I didn't account for her now, or for her getting up. So she walked right out, and I heard her, and I put a pillow over, I was completely naked. I put a pillow over myself, and I was like, hey, how's it going? And I'm pretty sure I turned the TV off, so I'm just sitting in the living room.
Naked.
Yeah, with she's like, I'm going to go back to bed. I was
sitting
like,
in the
right.
Dark.
So you got completely naked to masturbate.
Yeah, that time, yeah.
Okay.
Feels better. Feels better when you can wiggle your toes, man. I like to feel the wind beneath my things.
I don't think I've ever had a worse one, though. They've all been good. They've been fucked up. They've been really fucked up, but...
One time I took mushrooms and ecstasy, and I came so hard I fell out of my chair.
Dude, coming on shrooms is amazing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's so good. Oh, my God.
Gross.
I mean, coming on the shrooms and then eating them.
All right, Zap's got a few questions here.
Where's yours, dude? What the fuck?
I don't have any.
We were in the trust tree. What happened?
I don't masturbate, guys.
No, I mean, I don't have any shocking experiences like that, but, you know, it just always amazes me of, like, what I was able to get off to back in the day, because I'm old enough to remember a time where you didn't have the internet. You didn't even have, you probably didn't even have a VHS tape, dude. Like, you had to get very creative there.
I would wait hours for those 56K videos to load, dude.
Videos.
56K.
How old are you?
Yeah, when
I,
videos.
When I was 13.
Let's take it back.
How old are you?
12, 13.
That's, how old are you?
I'm 34.
I'm 41. So,
oh, shit.
I used to wait for those pictures to load, dude.
But even before the internet, Tom Green, in one of his stand-ups, like one of his later stand-ups, has a great bit about this where he talks about finding like a pornography magazine in the woods with his friends, and they both saw it, and they both, like wolves, just pounced on it and like grabbed it and just like ripped the page like in half, and they each kind of like went with their own separate page. And he talked about how for years and years he just masturbated to like this torn shred of Hustler. And, like, that's all he had, and that's so, kind of how it was back then. I mean,
so now he beats off the quadriplegics. You guys get that?
Yeah,
torn up.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
It was okay.
They don't stretch.
All right.
That's terrible. See, sorry for all the quadriplegics on. Go ahead and turn us off if you can reach.
Oh my goodness. Zap asks, "What did you ask for Christmas?"
What? I'm still laughing at my own joke.
I don't know what the quality is.
Oh, what did I ask for? Chris, nothing.
Arms and legs.
I don't deserve anything. With jokes like that, I don't deserve anything.
I always tell people, look, I really don't care. You don't even need to give me anything. Because there's, I don't like getting stuff, things. So usually I'll just tell people either Amazon money or movie tickets. Those are things that I'm definitely going to use, and they aren't going to take up space on my shelf. So
yeah. Which are super crowded.
Oh, I know, right?
With air.
Well, if I even had any shelves, right?
Yeah. You don't even have one shelf.
You don't?
No, I have cupboards.
Does this piano count as a shelf?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess I could put something on there. Okay, next question from Zap. What do you think is Santa's favorite PC gaming franchise and why?
Wow.
PC gaming
franchise. Fucking Zap. Wanking Simulator.
Who's your dad? In the shower? What's that one?
Don't shower with dad or something?
Yeah,
like that?
I don't know what it is. What the fuck? Weird question. Moving
Genital
on.
Jousting.
It's probably something weird. All right, JP Diddy asks, with New Year's right around the corner, what are some of the DLG resolutions on the table, both group and individual?
Well, I don't think we're doing, as a group, I don't think we've officially stated anything, but definitely we decided to work a lot harder, and then I stopped working a lot harder. But Sniper and Bobby are working super hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing interviews. They're revamping the website. They are doing a lot. So we're trying to do more. Bobby's even tweeting. God damn it.
Yeah. Trying. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to really pinpoint like any New Year's resolutions because I feel like all the goals are already set into place. But yeah, we're really trying to get the listenership up for the most part and really make DLGCon 2020 a success. You know, make sure we fill that house. That's kind of, the long-term goal of the podcast is just have another really good DLGCon 2020 and grow the podcast. And the ways we do that, I mean, that's, who knows? It's going to be being more active on social media, redoing the website, trying to stick to, you know, we may not have a interview this coming Friday just because it's the holidays and it's so hard to get anyone to commit to a time because they're all busy doing family stuff. But we're trying every Friday to have a developer, you know, just trying to like make connections, I guess, out there. Like, it's pretty incredible when you think about it. Think of all the people we've talked to recently, developers of all these games that we've played. Like, that's pretty awesome. So making those connections and growing the podcast.
If all three of us weren't yawning the entire episode, that would have been fantastic too. But fuck, man, holidays, everybody's stretched to the limits.
Pretty much, man.
They really suck when you're an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the best thing in the world when you're a kid. When you're an adult, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, another question from Zap. What do you think are the most important games franchises of the last 10 years? They don't have to be your favorite, just important.
I wasn't listening.
Most important gaming or most important games or franchises of the decade. Most important.
Oh man.
I would have to say probably like PUBG starting the whole Battle Royale thing. That was huge.
But that wasn't good for you.
Well, he said important.
Okay.
Not your
over
favorite.
The last 10 years. I mean, didn't MOBA start within the last 10 years? I would say.
They took off. Yeah, we had a lot this year. We had MOBAs really rise.
This decade.
A decade. We had roguelikes that became really popular during the beginning of the decade. Then we had Battle Royale. And I feel like we haven't had a huge trend.
Since then.
Yeah, since Battle Royale.
Those were the big ones. MOBAs. And I feel like MOBAs even bigger than Battle Royales.
Mm-hmm. But when I think of the past decade, there's some games that just pop up as being, you know, real touchstones of the decade. Just
Doom.
For their significance. Yeah, Doom just proven like, hey, you can bring a franchise back successfully and you can capture the same feel of a game, but modernize it, not sacrifice anything. I mean, that was huge.
Yeah.
Also, Thimbleweed Park kind of did the same thing for point and click, adventure games, you know, proving the genre was still viable.
The jigsaw puzzle game. The jigsaw puzzle game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can't forget about the jigsaws.
Damn. Yeah. That's fucking... I'll never forget that game. Sorry, God. Never. Never. And the kid version? Where's less pieces?
A standout game for this decade.
I feel like VR is about to jump on that, I feel.
I mean, VR was big already for the last... That's a good point.
Yeah, like, VR really... I don't know.
Even though it started, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I'm guessing?
It's made giant strides.
It started like 2013, 2014, VR started. I mean, we had like a DK1 back in like 2014, right?
But I do feel like the next decade, 2020, is going to be the year.
VR has yet to peak.
Yeah. Dude, Left 4 Dead 3, like that's going to be VR, so that sounds kind of cool.
What?
Oh, you haven't heard the rumor mill?
Oh, rumor mill.
No, but we were right about the Half-Life rumor mill on the VR.
That's true.
So they found some more stuff about Left 4 Dead.
I like how Bobby hasn't apologized about defending Valve that they were making games and making a AAA VR. He still has nothing.
Hey, we'll see when it comes out, man. But still, they're making a VR game. We'll see.
Are you saying Alex is not going to be good?
I'm sure it'll be good. It'll be Star Wars good. I mean, it'll have a wide appeal to a lot of people.
I've been watching gameplay videos on that, and it looks legit, dude. It looks very fun.
Somebody has a hands-on video. Did you see it?
Yeah, the 30-minute one?
I haven't watched it, but yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, and a last-minute question from Zap here. What headphones and mics do you use?
I use a HyperX something.
But are you talking about the podcast? Or are
for
you
the
talking
podcast?
About,
or?
No, I think he meant individually because they came up during the week. And then I use a Snowball.
Snowball?
Mm-hmm.
Snowball?
Yeah, it's a popular
with other men?
With no mic stand.
No mic stand. It's just sitting on my desk.
That's on the B as it too. It's ridiculous. I don't know how you guys do that. So
I don't even have the little tripod though. Like, mine's so just
weird.
Like literally just sitting there.
What do you got, Bobby?
I've got the one everyone does. Chi has the same one, an Audio Technica AT2020.
Okay, yeah.
I got the upgraded version so I can plug my headphones right into it. So worth the extra, like, I don't know, $15-$20. And for headphones, I use Bose SoundSport earbuds.
The smartest thing that Mini has ever said is, like, don't buy gaming headsets. Why would you? Buy true audiophile headsets. And then use like a gaming microphone. Like that's what you're doing basically, Bobby, right?
Yeah.
Using Bose headset with like a gaming
microphone. I haven't checked in on gaming headsets in a while. Maybe they've gotten better, but
dude, 25% off at the local GameStop right now. They are.
So I do have like a gamer, like headphones and stuff because I do use them. I was using them. I had the Sennheiser, the GSP 600s.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic. Best audio. My mic sounds like if I'm like plugging into like a nice little fucking.
Yeah.
I plugged like XLR into a you know, fucking sound card or something. But
your stream was looking so dope, dude, and then you don't stream.
No, because I'm working shit out right now.
All right.
And so like that was like my thing. And then now I only use those for my Xbox. If I play on the Xbox or on the PlayStation, like, cause you just plug those in there. It has the adapters. And then if not, I have the Sennheiser, the 280 HD and plugged into a Focusrite 18 i8 and Bluebird mic, the large cardioid SL. Hmm.
What is the Focusrite? I see that on a lot of people's desks, like the red one.
The red one.
Yeah. Is that like an amp or what is that?
Yeah, it's a preamp. It's got everything. You can plug in all your instruments in there. It's an interface. It's like a DAW.
Hmm. Okay.
I use that one for my Ableton stuff. I have my two mics in there. It's got priests in the back. It's got like eight to put in some quarter inch cables in there.
You Bobby, notice a big difference with the microphone with that?
Yeah. Yeah, and then plus you can add effects to it and everything. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it sounds really good, man. And I didn't get it for that much. It wasn't even that much. It was like $300, $400.
Yeah, they're kind of expensive. Well, how many? Well, I'll ask you later. But I think they have many different versions of them, right?
Yeah, yeah. They have smaller ones. Yeah,
I think like the cheapest one they have was like $150, $200.
Yeah,
I was thinking.
The thing is, like, I have recorded like actual instruments with mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I have used it, but lately it's just been all just my when I'm on Discord with you guys.
Bobby, Chris Soldier is asking if we can sign up for an Amazon Smile account.
What is that?
Is that like what we had set up?
Did that do with you not flossing?
Time ago.
I thought that was.
By the way, even the dentist said that the number when he was yelling at me. He said that the numbers were inconclusive. Is what he said on flossing.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we'll see in 20 years whether you have teeth or not.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Amazon Smile was when you donate money for like a charity. I thought that was a charity. I don't know how we would make an account for it. But yeah, you can get like a referral link for Amazon. And we did do that like way back in the day. And I think we still have one. But
like a charity where like people could give us money, period?
No, I don't know how we would sign up an account.
He saw me holding my phone and he fucking sends me the link right now. Cricket.
He's on the ball, man.
Yeah, no, we could look into that. But yeah, we should get an Amazon referral link because I feel like everybody shops on Amazon.
Yeah.
We had one super early when we had like 10 listeners.
I don't know if it was ever up and running fully.
Yeah, it's for donations. They donate 0.5% to charitable organizations.
Oh, that sounds cool. Although we missed the ball because did you hear Amazon had its best quarter ever?
Yeah, I'm not
surprised. For Christmas. Yeah.
Well, it's only going to keep getting better and better now that GameStop's closed.
Yeah, everybody buys everything off of Amazon, man. Yeah. Like, I've been at the mall quite a bit recently during the holidays, and, like, yeah, there's more traffic there, but it's not nearly as bad as
it's
I remember
not.
It. Like,
it's
I was
not.
Able to find parking. I just had to park farther away.
And and I think it's only because we're here in San Diego. I have a feeling that maybe in other parts of the country it's not as much because we have a lot of people coming from Mexico to go shopping.
Yeah.
Because, like, in Mexico,
we don't have Amazon
and all that stuff. We have
and everything's
some.
More expensive in Mexico.
But, well, we do have Amazon, but, I mean, like, it's not the same. Not a lot
what
of people.
You think like you live there?
I'm so Mexican. I was there like all weekend, bro. Come
There's
on.
No Amazon there. And the other thing is that it's
I don't
the most
trust
fucked
shit.
Up thing.
I don't trust. I wouldn't trust anything get delivered to my house in Mexico. Fuck that.
They make like a fifth or a fourth of what we make, like on average. But all their consumer items are more expensive than what we pay here. Think about that combination of things. You make a fifth of what Americans make. But commodities are more expensive than you pay here.
It's all import over there. That's why, dude.
Yeah,
all
it's all
and everything. So everything's more expensive.
Yeah.
There's a few things in there.
Well, yeah, food is cheap as
shit. Oh, yeah.
And delicious. Better than here.
Tequila's mm-hmm. pretty cheap over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
You see him reminiscing?
tequila.
No, tequila? Oh, no, thank you, man. what's everyone playing next week? I had already mentioned that. I want to play some Star Wars CCG on the Holo table. So if anyone wants to take that adventure with me, let me know.
You know, you have you have access to Star Wars on
Origin,
right? With the new update.
But dude, you don't know. Like, imagine you go back and play Magic every now and then, right? Yeah, like, I used to go back to it. Dude, I have not. It's been 8 years since I played a game of SWCCG, man. And it's so great, dude. It's such a well-designed game. It really is. And the great thing about it is...
That's why it's still out.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't going to compete against Magic. But what card games are still out? Yeah. I used to play a ton of them, man. There was some...
Magic, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Are still out.
Yeah, Pokemon was pretty big. But, I mean, those
are... Milo's all about Pokemon.
I wonder if it's different, because I remember someone teaching me how to play that, like, 20 years ago. I'm sure it's different now. But
didn't that did that online Magic game end up crashing? Or, I mean, not crashing, like, they stopped working on it? I think I
remember.
No, they come out with a new version every year?
Yeah, Arena is doing really well.
Oh, it's doing well?
Yeah, better than all the other versions.
No, okay. I thought I saw something about that. It just sucked. I was like, damn it.
So, I'm not done with Disco Elysium. And I already played your game. I already played Cheese Game. So I've already.
What's Cheese Game?
Apex Legends. I do want to play again.
Yeah, I got to hop back in and play a little bit of that just to see how far it's come.
Yeah.
I'll do that this week. Cool. I'm going to play Boneworks.
And speaking mostly for myself, conceited titties, everyone. Bye bye.
Apex?
Yeah. It's a good pick.
Yeah.
But it came out early on, that's why.
Yeah, it's good.
You don't think about it.
It's a good game. I didn't really think about it, that one. It was good. I played the other day.
Well, Stardew this year? Stardew was last year, right?
No, like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Wasn't it like 97?